This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Law One, I Fought the Law, and Law One.
That was The Clash with I Fought the Law. It's not the one that I thought I was going to do, but it's the one that I did. So, Mamaholics, thank you very much for tuning in once again to my mom's favorite podcast right here on the HMB Radio Network. As always, I am your favorite host of my mom's favorite podcast. The only host, but still the best host, I contend, because there's nobody to contend with. Thanks for tuning in, guys. As we're wrapping up here, we're down to like the last run of podcasts, but I have good news for you. I have decided, as magnanimous as I am, as amazing as I am, and as much as you guys love me, that I'm going to give you guys a couple extra. So over the weeks, you'll have the drop every Wednesday, and then there'll be like two or three extra added in to hold you over until I get established in Wisconsin and get set up to start doing podcasts there. Hopefully, I'll be able to get started before too long, and maybe even, I don't know, make a friend so you guys don't just have to listen to my stupid ass every week. But it will be coming back. Now, back to The Clash. Did you guys like that? The Clash, I Fought the Law, and the Law One. The reason I'm playing that is I have Tampa Bay's own felonious comedian, Jeff Luis, the laughing robber. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Thanks for popping on in there.
Hey, I mean, traffic was great.
Ugh, sometimes traffic on the way here is, like, smooth. Like, I've hit it to where I'll get from work in, like, 10, 15 minutes, and then other days it's 35, 40.
It's two accidents. It was terrible.
Oh, no shit.
I don't know if it's like, the people texting or just all the murals in St. Pete. They're awesome to look at.
St. Pete does have some pretty-ass walls. Is that where you stay?
No. I'm born and raised in Tampa, live in Tampa, born in West Tampa. I live in Carrollwood now, lived there for a long time.
You can take another. That's all right. You might be. It's okay if you're scared.
I am. I'm always scared to be in your presence.
Not my presence. Maybe my weed, because I get good weed. But I've ruined people before.
Well, I mean, I have zero tolerance now. I kind of stopped smoking. Good.
Well, how long? For those of you that don't know, Jeff Luis here went to prison a few years ago. Well, he went to prison at least five and a half years ago, because that's when I started doing comedy. Yeah. So it would have been just over 5.5 years.
11, yeah.
Yeah, because we were talking about earlier, I came in right when you were like leaving, because people outside of the community, when I tell my friends and shit that I was starting, they're like, "Oh, do you know the one that just got arrested for bank robbery?" So you robbed a bank. Yeah, just run that down real quick. Don't get into too many details.
Yeah,
go back.
I guess I can only talk about what I've done time for.
Bank robbery,
allegedly. At the end of what they think was going on, I was out of my mind on Xanax and did something very sloppy and stupid. And I walked in the same bank twice in 2 days after I'd been questioned for the first one and pretty much was good. Walked right back in. I was like, "Hey, guys, it's me again. I'm robbing you." Stupid. Not glorizing it or condoning this behavior at all. I've certainly learned my lesson, and I'm glad I did the time I did. I learned a lot about myself.
I don't think there's any possible way that you could say the sentence, "I walked into the same bank for the second time to rob it," like a week or 2 days?
No, it's like 2 days. I was morons in the news. Bro, I was morons in the news. It was that. I had to learn humility, dude.
Did you hit News of the Weird?
Look it up. I mean, Google it. It was last time. No, I checked. It was international news. Just Google my name. It comes right up, not comedy.
I'm going to, hold on. Let's see, because this is interesting. You're one of the most celebrities I think I've had on here then. Jonas's dad knows famous people. I don't know if you know about that.
I mean, I like watching Jonas when his island accent comes out. You know, he's like, "You understand? You understand?" I love that shit.
He'll probably get pissed. All right, so don't go do this now and then tell him I told you to, because he'll get pissed. But he used to have a joke. I don't know how long you've known Jonas, if you knew him before. But he used to do a joke where he was imitating his father yelling his name. And it was like, Jonas!
Jonas!
And
get ear right now.
He would do the impression on stage, and it was just something so easy for people to imitate that it got to the point that off stage, people would just see him and be like, Jonas! And he would be like, and he didn't like, he didn't realize all the time that you're like, why are you fucking with me? And they're like, no, because you're joking. And he's like, He said he stopped doing the joke because people started annoying. And I understand. I had the same thing.
I can't wait to see him again now. Jonas!
Don't do that.
The prognosis no good, Bob.
Well, just don't. Oh, shit. Don't tell me it was my fault.
I mean, all if right. he's listening, I don't think I have to.
I don't know if he does. I don't listen. It's L-L-U-I-S, right?
Yes, two L's.
Jeff Luis. I'll just put in Florida.
No, you don't have to put Florida.
Oh, I already put it in. It's too late now, That's man. That's it. I was Bomb. Comedian Jeffrey Lewis, who robbed Florida Bank.
Please do not read these articles.
Oh, I'm not. No, yeah, that's not what we're going to turn my podcast
into. It made
quite
the spectacle.
Yeah, November 11th. I started in September. So, yeah. Huh. Daily Mail. That's UK, baby. Miami. Oh, News Talk Florida. Oh, wait, look. From Facebook.
My stupidity.
Look, Facebook. That's only the 1, 2, 3, 4th. That's the fourth one down. Well, people might remember you for some reason. I have a lot of people on Twitter that follow me from England.
Nice.
Like 16 or so. It's weird.
I'm such a sucker for a chick with a British accent. It's I watch British. That's the kind of porn I like to watch, British porn.
I like any accent.
Right. New Zealand, South African. I got to change my underwear.
Do you know who Jen Wigmore is?
No.
Oh, dude, she's one of my new favorite artists. She's a singer. She's got like 4 albums out. Why do I sound? There we go. Oh, sorry. It's the marijuana, folks. I'm not normal. Well, no, you guys know I'm not gonna lie to you. She's from New Zealand, and dude, she's so soulful. Just got this great gravelly voice on some tracks. Got this old like throat. Look her up one time. Jen
let's hear some tunes
Wigmore.
Before I leave today.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Forget the fucking computer here. All right. So, how long did you end up doing for the banks?
3 years. I did 3 years. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Was that maximum, minimum?
It was maximum at first. You work your custody down. I made it to a work camp where you're a slave for the fucking state. like some real Cool Hand Luke shit. Right. Where the state gets $10.50 per hour per inmate, and you get zero. You get a peanut butter sandwich
every 14 hours. I thought you got like 20 cents an hour or something.
Nope, not anymore.
Oh, wow.
Nada.
I'm
sure there's articles on it, though. I read all kinds of articles that weren't true. While I was in there. Like free medical, free dental. No, right. It doesn't happen.
Well, I remember just from my time in county, like, yeah, there's medical and dental available, but it's not like, you're not like, excuse me, my stomach hurts. And they're like, oh, right this way, gentlemen. Like, let's get you into the doctor. No, it's like, hey, my finger's falling off. Sit the fuck down. Yeah. Shut up. And we'll get to when we get to you. And did you fill out your form?
And eventually, if you get that far, a medical, quote-unquote, professional will look at your eyes with complete seriousness and try to convince you that this ibuprofen that they're charging you $5 for will cure all of your ailments.
Oh, it's so good. Luckily, I didn't have to go. I got stuck in close observation psychiatric...
turtle suit?
Homicide-suicide watch.
Turtle suit.
No, I didn't get a suit.
Naked.
No, I had the shirt and the pants, but they took my underwear and the socks and everything.
Yeah.
And I had no sheet. It was just in county.
You're like Winnie the Pooh.
Dude, I was 18 years old. They fucked up my paperwork. I heard them say D4. So then when they take us to Delta Wing, like, I'm not going to get to it. There's some people sitting there just like, right with me. Some
exactly
people are like, what?
About.
So they take
I can tell you how to get there.
Yeah, so because they did, you know, the Psyche Valley or whatever. Then they coded me out D4, and then they take me to Delta Wing, and they're, like, stopping at all, you know, D1, T2, and D1 was close observation, psychiatric, suicide, homicide. And they're like, all right, James, blah, 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 give us your underwear, your socks. I'm like, no. I heard them saying, he's like, and, like, the guards are getting, like, lippy with me, and I'm 18, and I'm just like, this isn't okay. This isn't what, and they stuck me in there. Like, there's dudes singing at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, some black dude singing the blues incomprehensibly. Some white guy's like, shut up, nigger. Some other, like, dude's like, shut up, cracker. And, like, the other dude's the whole time, bah, bah. Like, I almost missed my court date. I finally got one of the guards to take a look. This chick, like, finally felt bad for me.
In Tampa, if that behavior is going on in their psych war, they just dope you up with Thorazine. It's bad.
Nope, they took everything. They took my sheets, my socks, my toothbrush. I had the mattress and the clothes.
Why did you tell them you were suicidal?
I didn't. It was a mess up. I was supposed to be in D4. No, because I wasn't. I was just like, this is whatever. Like, I'm 18. I'm a little fucking hard case. Like, yeah, this ain't sweating me. And then that sweated me. And then it finally, like, I got one of the guards who was doing count, like, 8 hours later. I was like, dude, I'm not supposed to be in here. I heard them say, just please check the paperwork, please. And I showed her my name tag. And she went and she checked. And then she comes running back in. She's like, you're supposed to be in court right now. Let's go. Runs me clear across. All right, this is Jen Wigmore.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's all tatted up, too. Here. Oh, my God, I hate my stupid computer.
You know who used to like this real soulful man for a white girl was Joss Stone.
She was good. I liked her. I actually just started listening to, and this is going to make me sound so old, Amy Winehouse.
That doesn't make you sound old,
no. Well, no, because when she first came out, I was like, ah, another fucking singer on drugs. I'm not listening to this bullshit. All the music now is, and I, like, dude, I'm just now hearing music from, like, 8 years ago. Like, that's not too bad. Who is that?
Like, she was something else, man. Yeah. I love Jill Scott. Oh,
I think
and Erykah Badu. Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, Erykah Badu. Who is that one chick that did the, she did that song, Lily Allen. She did that song with Common.
I don't know.
That's like 10 years ago.
I love Common, though.
Maybe six. I don't know.
I know who Lily Allen is. I'll check it out.
Yeah, they had that one really good song. I don't know. Now we're just, like, I'm just desperately trying to remember shit.
What kind of hip-hop do you like? Who do you like?
I like old school. Right now, I'm listening to a lot of, it's not really old school. It's more underground, like Tech N9ne.
Right.
Cess Crew, MERS. Like, pretty much the whole Strange Music label.
MERS is a beast.
Oh, my God, dude. I've been a big fan of Atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Slug?
Yeah, Slug. Yeah. Well, you know, he's from Minneapolis. I'm from Wisconsin. Like, right. He used to cut through Madison going down when he was with, how can the fuck can Lucy?
Well, they used to travel with Hieroglyphics, which is one of my, that's
well, dude, they're all under Living Legends label.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that's
so good.
That's good hip-hop, bro. Far Side? Come on.
Oh, that's so good.
All Right, too? Dude.
Oh, Fat Lip.
Dude, I do the Rumpelstiltskin song to the Passing Me By beat. Don't tell Far Side. I don't got shit. You can sue me. It doesn't matter. I don't have anything.
Yeah, right. I that's why I have no hesitation with using who's ever music. Like, I got five listeners. If one of them snitches on me to, like, because I started with a lot of Strange Music. Just because I really like that label. Pretty much Stevie Stone even, like, is more of, like, that Dirty South hip-hop, kind of like that old school stuff. But I even like his. And he's probably the weakest one on the label, and he's still fucking good. I hate Cash Money.
Oh, of course. They ruin the game. You know what? That's a thing. Anytime you got good music and it brings the people together, the people in power are going to make steps to make a different kind of music popular.
Dude, it's... I don't even know about that. I think... I want to say, was it maybe... the fuck is it? Hobson said... it might have been him. I can't remember, though. But said something in an interview along the lines of, like, the stuff that you're hearing now is these kids' versions of what they grew up with. So, like, you know, they listen to people like Pac and KRS-One and EPMD, and they listen to shit like that, you know, back in the 90s. And then their version of it is the shit that's getting put out in the mid-2000s, like 2008, 2009. And now kids that grew up listening to that are putting their watered-down versions out. And so it's just going to eventually, like, it's going to keep going to the point where it's just going to be such garbage and none of it's going to be listenable. Because look at, like, what's his name? Lil Uzi Vert and Lil Yachty.
Little Young or Little Anything.
Just about now. Like, pretty much, yeah. After probably 2005, it just got attached to everybody put a Lil or a Young, and it was like, you're all garbage.
Hey, I'm a little twinky. What are you?
What are you? Dude, it's so bad.
It's just repetitious bullshit. And really, it used to be at least the beats were good, but the beats aren't even that good anymore.
And one of them, I want to say it was, I don't remember, it was Fetty Wap.
Oh, God.
I think he might have said it where he's like, I don't have to have good lyrics, or I'm not in this to be the best lyricist. If I want a dope song, all I need is a good beat. And I was like, oh, no, that's people being stupid and buying it, so I can't, you know, you're still selling, so there's something to be said for that. But at the same time, it just kills me.
They're being told to buy it, though. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, free thinkers aren't going to listen to what's being spoon-fed to them on a daily basis. They're going to listen to what they feel.
Well, it's they don't have to listen to it. All they have to do, it's like you said, it's repetitive. It's a beat. It's a... And it's five or six words that are get stuck in your head. Like they said, yeah, you don't have to be a good lyricist. There are still good ones out there. M is fucking ridiculous. He's probably the only mainstream lyricist... Like, true lyricists. Most of the rest are underground.
So many talented cats underground, man. Yeah. Oh.
I mean, you know what? Let me correct that, because some of the dudes that are, like, Kendrick Lamar is pretty good.
Yeah.
I like J. Cole.
I'm afraid to admit it, but I kind of like Big Sean. I do.
I don't know.
I like his style.
I like this dude Futuristic, but he's not really that mainstream.
Right.
He just had that one. He was one of the videos that you'd used to see on like Facebook where it's like nerd freestyles for people and they like lose their mind. And it's like this little black dude with glasses and he just completely destroys a freestyle. There's that one. There's beatbox ones.
I used to do that when I breakdanced. You know, in my early 20s, I'd dress up as a nerd in suspenders and show up at clubs and then just pop, pop.
You used to breakdance too?
Yeah. That's how I broke. Man, I didn't start doing stand up again until I sustained a serious injury at the Pegasus Lounge trying to breakdance at 32. you know, God had to be like, well, so 20 years is enough of that shit. Why don't you go back to doing comedy, Jeff? So, you know, it's poetic in a way because I had to break my fucking leg to stand up again.
Why were you... Before we get into the poetry of that sentence, why were you like trying to be competitive breakdancing?
No, I wasn't. It was my homeboy. You know, a lot of my friends were DJs, man. It was my homeboy, Horizon... was cutting it up at the Pegasus. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Tasty beats. And I just caught the vibe, and I went in to do a windmill, and I was going to do one leg sweep before to lead into it, and my ankle just could not take it. But I was running 6 miles a day then, you know what I mean? And like, I was taking a lot of glucosamine. I think my ankle was so well lubed from the glucosamine I was shaking and all the exercise I was doing that I just couldn't take it. I don't like to say I'm old.
That's not something one normally says about an ankle bone. Is it was well lubed?
It was well lubed.
What is glucosamine?
It's a type of sugar that's actually it's not synovial fluid, but or anything like that. It's
I thought it was
the grease of
your
joints. It's the grease of your joints, man.
Okay, so it is good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I had a bottle at the house, and then I just never took it regularly. I got bad joints. Like all my joints are fucked up. Because
I'm old. You
should
be taking chondroitin and glucosamine then.
I should not have to do anything. I'm 37 years old. I put in a good effort. Yeah. See, like, I would love to get paid to do... If I could make just enough to cover my bills to sit, smoke weed, and do podcasts, I would do that.
Did you hear what happened to John when he went for his job interview for one of those new medical marijuana places?
Which John?
Jacobs.
Okay.
You didn't see it?
No.
He said he went in for an interview, and it's like some old 70-something-year-old lady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You want to taste the product?
Yeah, was that... That was all real?
I don't know. I hope so. I like to think... I talk a lot about a lot of real shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes the punchlines are embellished, obviously.
I just didn't joke, think... Well,
I believed it. I like to believe it. I want to believe it.
Well, I know there are some shops down here that are starting to open.
I don't think it's open yet. It was like a pre...
Well, no. There's one that's been open. Cause
really?
Legal's... It's, okay, medical... Not many people know this, but medical's actually been legal down here for a little bit now.
Really? Okay.
But it was just such tight restrictions that it might as well have not have been. Because, I mean, it was... Because, like, you can get CBD oils down here in, like, gas stations. Just ones that are supposed to have all the THC removed, so you're just getting the cannabinoid oils.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're not really getting but you're getting the medical benefits of it still. Some of, like, the anti-inflammatory shit and, like, which I do take it just because I like to get high, but I take it for a lot of the medical benefits.
Sure.
Like, I'm one of those dudes. I do, because I have back issues, and it helps with some of my anxiety and shit. And
better than opiates.
Oh, yeah. No, I won't get it. I hear people get on painkillers. Like, my mom, they just put her on a bunch because she's having all these shoulders issues. And I told her, I was like, I would just rather see you smoke weed. And she's like, well, I work for the city, so I can't smoke. Or she works for the state, so she can smoke, but not that much because she has to be able to clear her system out. And she has a script for these. And, I don't know, medical should turn up there pretty soon.
Hence the industry they created.
Yeah.
A legion of junkies that normally wouldn't be one.
Well, that's why when everybody got super excited when medical, because when medical, quote-unquote, passed just this last time, people got all excited. I'm like, well, no, it's been around. They're loosening the regulations, but all they're really doing is putting it more in the... Because before it was like you had to have, like, AIDS or terminal cancer. Like, that was it. Like, it was legit. Like, you have to be a painful terminal disease. Like, you got to be gone within the next 6 months. You got to have tried everything else. But now it's like, oh, well, it's that, but also doctor discretion. Well, Florida is bought and paid for by pharmaceutical companies 10 times over. That's why we had the problems with the pill mills, and we have one of the highest addiction rates when it comes to morphine and Oxycontin and Roxy's and oh, shit, and all that stuff. That was just like, I got choked up. Like, I have personally seen it ruin people's lives. So...
Yeah, absolutely. Man.
They're not. They're gonna keep paying those same doctors that they gave bribes to get them to prescribe all those pills when they didn't need to. They're gonna keep bribing those same doctors to never prescribe weed. So it's gonna be almost impossible to get for at least another probably 2 or 3 years.
I mean, you know, it's really scary though. The laws on those things are really strict too now. Like, I was locked up with people that got more time than I did for just having, like, two pills on them. Like, you know, just kids that just got in further than they could, and they're just riding around with some pills. And it's years. Good kids.
Private prison system.
Yeah. It's a big industry.
I know this dude that was getting – well, his fucking family had a super good lawyer because it was, like, some rich kid who just decided to start dealing ecstasy. But he got – I want to say he got, like, 2 to 5 years. And he wasn't worried about, like, he was, like, 19, but he was a big fucking 19-year-old. He's like, I don't care, man. Everybody leave me alone. I'll leave them alone.
19-year-olds in early 20s, they go to a JIT camp. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Gladiator camp. All they do is fight. Those kids, all they do is fight all day long.
My buddy, he went to one, but he went to it at the end, like, towards the end of, like, aging out of the JIT camps. So, like, he was kind of like, he was already settled down. He was coming in with people. And so he's like, all right, we'll just stick to ourselves. Let them fucking do what they do out here. And they kind of did that, and they only wrote it out for like a couple weeks, and he was like off to an adult camp. Yeah, he just wanted to do his time and chill. And he's like, that's how most people are.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'll meet a lot of good people, and they're real yeah. Shit, man. A lot of real good, talented people.
Creative people have a problem with authority because we don't think in linear yes, no, good, bad. We think, you know, in gray areas.
Right.
We live in gray areas. As you experienced. So how did you end up robbing banks on Xanax, though? Because Xanax is, like, a chill-ass.
Yeah, not for me. I'm not wired.
Allegedly.
Like, I'm not wired like most people. Like, cocaine makes me shut up. Like, usually people think I'm on drugs because I'm so like, ah!
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm sober, guys. Like, this is how I am normally. Like, cocaine makes me... It's when I'm quiet. It's when you need to be afraid. I was like, that's when you need to come talk to me and give me a hug.
Nah, I don't know, Xanax just always just quaked, like, I'm done.
Nah, I stay up all night, and it just gets rid of every inhibition I ever had.
Oh, wow.
Just, yeah, it's bad. Bad behavior, man. Never take it again, ever.
I want to say the last couple, like, this would a bitch I am, I only think I stayed awake the last time I took it. Like, I think I literally just felt, because normally I would just get tired, or I might even, like, black out, but I would still, like, never go anywhere. I would just stay awake and just sit there watching TV or whatever, but I think the last time I just fell asleep and... 2-3 minutes, like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, there's an edge. You got to get past the edge, and then you're good. Yeah, then it's like people do that with Ambien. I think I've heard of that. That's which is completely stupid, because you're basically just sleepwalking when you do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Dangerous.
People driving cars and shit.
Yeah, I hear about so much of that shit. Where people, I heard on Joe Rogan's podcast, he was saying like somebody. Got up and, like, cooked a turkey dinner and then, like, woke up the next morning and there's just, like, a feast on their table and they're like, what the fuck is it? Like, they got up, went to the store, bought a turkey, went home and cooked that bitch. Like,
that's scary, man. Like, if you could do that and function, what else could you do?
I mean, that's kind of, like, the same thing as Xanax, though. Because when I would take them.
Wouldn't take them.
Except I wouldn't go anywhere. Like, I just... Like, I would have sex with one of my ex-girlfriends. She would take Xanax like they were fucking Tic Tacs.
I bet she was fun.
Yeah. She could function. She would, like, was you. She could function on that shit. I would take some blackout and then wake up, like, the next day, and we'd be laying in bed. Like, did we have? And she was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. You just kept going. I made you stop and, like, go to sleep. I guess, like, I just, insane endurance. Otherwise, I'm like a minute man. don't give a fuck. I'm in and out. I'm old. I got to get this shit over with.
Xanax used to, in my heyday, Xanax used to turn me into like a drug squirrel. Like I would hide drugs, other drugs in the house, like some coke. And then you're on Xanax, you forget, completely forget about it. Like you think it's fun to find $5 in your jeans, bro? You come up on a gram.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Bad times.
I thought about doing a pinata, except there would be adult pinata.
Do not invite me.
It'd be a bunch of grams of coke. It'd be like little two packs of ecstasy, little two packs of like Xanny, like little blunts.
I'm taking you to the festival. They're going to love you.
What festival?
I'm Tipper's in May 19th, Tipper. Tipper Festival.
I don't know what that
Tipper
is.
And Friends. It's
I used to have a
advanced
dog
layered DJ dance music.
Nope. I don't do all that shit anymore, dude. I'm old.
It's music, man.
I don't like that music.
I mean, you go to a Cypress Hill concert,
like
people are going to be smoking weed, so like...
Well, yeah, I'm going to smoke weed, but...
No, I'm saying you go to a Cypress Hill concert, everyone's going to be smoking weed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't be surprised at the number of people that are rolling face. Like, it's just going
to
happen.
I used to do that.
Yeah, I used to, too.
Well, wait,
I have fun watching now. I'll go sober. I don't even drink really that much. Nah. You know, I mean, obviously, I hit this spot today. This time, but that was this week. That was today. Why'd you make me hit that one time? You shouldn't do that.
Who did I have? I had Cam smoke for the first time in like a couple years.
I'm glad you're leaving.
He was like, I am. I'm a horrible influence. Whatever though. I have fun. I make it to work. I smoke weed. And I still make it to work. And I haven't. I did put in my week's notice though. And I just really have not given a fuck.
Yep.
They see it too. Like we just made an announcement. They were like, oh, we're going to, because right now my schedule is 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. But they're going to start letting people be a little bit more lean. Like, you can come in at 7 and leave at, like, 4. Or, no, 7:30 to 4, all the way to, like, 9:30 to 6. So you can, like, kind of adjust your hours accordingly and shit. And they're going to let you do, like, if you want to put in, like, 30-something Monday through Thursday and then only work, like, 4 on Friday, they're going to let you do that. And so...
Slack.
Yeah, but they want you to tell them, like, hey, this is what I want to work next week. You have to give them a week notice. And so I just emailed my manager. I was like, hey, from now until I leave, just consider me on adjusted hours. And she comes out to my desk, and she's like, what do you mean adjusted hours? And I was like, I'm just, you know, I'll come in around a time, and I'll just, look, I won't get more than 40 hours a week. Just leave me alone. And she's like, I can't.
Dude, when you articulate it like that for what it is, and you say it with confidence, like it's hard not to say yes. Like, I'm like, all right, he's being a straight shooter. I respect that. Yeah. Do what the fuck you want. I'm not gonna fire you.
That's what I try to. They're just like they want to a certain extent. She's like, what do you think we should just like ignore you for the last 3 weeks? I'm like, yes, absolutely. I will come in, not get over 40 hours, not annoy anybody. Just. Let me do my thing.
oh, shit. That's too smart.
Oh, dude. I told one of my bosses when I took my poos at work because he was trying to make me go to a meeting during my poo time. And I was
is
like,
it designated poo time?
Yeah.
Well, at least you're regular.
Yeah. Well, I eat a lot of like nuts and fruit and shit. So, and it just, I space out my breaks so I'm not at my desk for too long.
Have I been talking on this thing right? I haven't been close enough to it.
No, you're good.
Oh, fuck.
No, don't do that, Ken. Kniff. Yeah, I heard that. I could just adjust your volume. I've only cut it off on 2 people to be a dick.
That's 3, and I must say, I feel uncomfortable.
Oh, no, I turned you down. I didn't turn you off.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to hear that in your headphones. So
no. Oh, dude. What do you got coming up? I know promote
Me?
That because you got a big something big coming up in Alabama pretty soon.
Yes, I do. Well, that's in April. I'm headlining.
Oh, I thought that was next month.
No, I wanted to give myself enough time because you know I'm still broke to get the funds and
right.
get some things in order. But yeah, I'll be headlining at Happy Hour Comedy Club in Huntsville, Alabama. 2 shows a night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the weekend of April 14th, 15th, 16th, and 2 radio spots all Friday morning. Nice. I have no idea where.
Well, I'm sure that's going to be hard to pick up that radio station from here.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this is worldwide. No, it's not worldwide. It's not even countywide. Okay, so how much time? I keep going back to your prison thing because that's fucking interesting.
I know.
We're also going to go back. Well, yeah. How many people do you know? Well, maybe not you, but
not many.
Yeah, I was gonna, how many people do you know that went to prison for bank robbery?
Oh, for that? Oh, well, only a couple. I didn't know that. I didn't meet that many actually.
Really?
Yeah, I met one that was doing a lot of time for some real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I didn't say it. He's probably not listening. I don't think you can get podcasts in prison.
You can, actually.
Oh, where?
There's plenty. Oh, no, no. You know what? I'm not snitching today. I'm not doing that. Don't worry about how we communicate in there. Don't worry.
No, if you just say allegedly, like allegedly there are cell phones.
No, I'm not going to say that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I know allegedly one of my...
Hold it down, bro. Hold it down, guys. If you're listening, I hold it down.
Allegedly, one of my friends called me like 3 times, and I kept ignoring the call.
The cell phone?
Yeah, because I was at work. And so I saw this number that I didn't recognize. I ignored it.
Dude,
and then it happened
out,
again.
Man.
And I was like, what the fuck? And then when he called a third time, I was like, I was in training even. And I looked at my trainers at a restaurant. I was like, can I? And she's like, yeah, just go. And I was like, it might be about my kid. So like, I run to the bathroom. I'm like, yo. And he's like, hey, what's up, homie? And I'm like, who the fuck is this? And he tells me who it is. And I'm like.
Yeah, quiet and shit,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Officers like, around the corner. I love it.
No, he was actually out in the job.
Oh, they had the ones hidden on the outside. Okay.
Yes. But like, so, you know, so like work, the crew leader could come around. But he's like, yo, man, it's me. And I was like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. Did you? And I like my first thought, I was like, did you fucking escape? And he's like, no. I have a phone. And I was like, oh. He's like, but don't ever call it.
Yeah, ever, ever. No.
Yeah.
Dude, that's happened. Some dumbass left a ringer on. Somebody calls. Somebody's girlfriend calls something, dude.
Dude, that's so stupid. Like,
you know, they try to train the dogs can smell out the cell phones.
What? Yeah. Like the shit that's in the battery, the whatever it's called, uranium. I don't know if that's...
Oh, no. They
might be
from
a comic book. I don't know.
I mean, I guess I can say this now because somebody snitched and ruined it. Fucking Gainesville. We used to put chili powder around the bunks. And I love dogs, but it's still
right.
A cop. So they
fuck
come...
You pig dogs.
From what I hear, I mean, I've seen them come up to my bunk, take a sniff of the chili powder with plenty of spice on my, you know, in my spot.
Right.
And then take off on the other side of the, like, the dorm. Just, like... And you feel kind of bad, but like I said, it's still a cop.
Yeah. It's not like you're hurting it.
Why? I heard they're supposed to hang up their badge after that. Like they're like no good. I don't know if it's true. I hope not.
That would kind of make me feel.
He'll retire. He won't be a cop.
Like he's all like that. Dog's in the street smoking crack. He's like, I had 8 good years of force left. Son of a bitch set me up. My whole life. That poor dog. He's out there sucking dick for us. He's a little doggy man whore. What have you done, Jeffrey?
For Scooby Snacks.
They
had spice called Scooby Snacks in there. That's interesting.
Okay.
And there was people sucking dick for Scooby Snacks in there.
Wait, did they piss test you, though?
Yeah, but spice wasn't, like...
But they piss test you in prison.
I mean, from what I hear, there's plenty of all kinds of stuff in there.
Allegedly.
Sorry, I was thirsty.
We can't, but I do that every fucking time.
You know,
I cannot take a drink at the same time.
I got better in there, but the first half of my bid, I was still in that addictive mindset.
Right.
And, you know, I get into spice was a big thing because I couldn't test for it then. But, I mean, there's plenty of weed in there. I just chose not to do it. And I stopped smoking cigarettes, too. I mean, I started when I first got in, actually, and then I stopped because they all taste like shit.
Yeah, cigarettes are the fucking worst. I'm
struggling with that now.
Years.
I'm struggling with that now.
Oh, you went back to them?
Yeah, I went back after I got out for a while.
I was doing the e-cig thing, and I had like a big rig, not quite complete douchebag level, but very quickly approaching. If I'd have gotten any bigger of a fucking e-cig, it'd have been douchey. Because I could blow good clouds, but not like the clouds that people were like, dude, what the fuck?
You look like the centipede from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I wasn't quite that heavy.
You guys want to hear some jokes?
And then that helped me because you can get flavors and shit. And, dude, like, this is a straight advertisement. Like, if anybody out there is struggling with nicotine addiction, switch to one of these things. You know, work your way up. Start with, like, one of the pen ones. That'll do you just fine to begin with. Don't jump right into, like, a big setup because you can, like, make yourself sick getting too much nicotine at once because you're getting so much more. Like, I had a very low dosage, and even still, like, after I've been doing it for, like, a year and a half, if I wasn't paying attention, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I hit that too many times. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, you can feel like shit. Yeah, I had a 23-milligram vial.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't know at the time that was way more than, like, 2 packs a day of cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, they should have warned, because, like, when I walked in.
I loved it.
It was too much for me. I walked in, I was like, hey, I should probably get, like, a medium amount. And the dude's like, how much you smoke? And I was like, about 3/4 of a pack a day. And he's like, no, you get second to the bottom. Like, The only thing lower than what you get is none. Like,
did you feel like a pussy? Like,
I kind of was, and I was like, I hit it a bunch of times just to prove to him. And I like, I'm sitting there hitting it as we're talking. I started to get lightheaded, so I'm like trying to maintain and be cool, like not show him how right he was. Yeah,
that's so funny.
I'm one of those guys. But yeah, like that helped. And then after I was doing that for a while, dude, just taking like a hit off a regular cigarette. Like, after I didn't hit a regular cigarette for, like, 6 months, I couldn't do it. You take, like, one drag, and you're like,
I love that, man. You go to smoke one, and it tastes terrible. You don't even like it anymore. That's when, you know, you made a good decision to quit.
Yeah, and I haven't smoked anything now. Well, I haven't smoked any nicotine products in almost a year.
I mean, I was doing good. I mean, I smoke, like, one cigarette a day now, right now. Yeah. And now I'm going to make it zero very soon.
Well, that's not too bad, then.
Yeah, I went from a pack a day, dude.
Yeah, I mean, one a day is, I mean, you can almost just do that.
No, I just want to be, no, that's still a crutch. It's still a crutch.
It is, but like, well, even like Joe Rogan, as healthy as he is, Joe Rogan's kind of like my hero.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the greats of our time. Yeah,
dude, he's fucking hilarious.
And insightful, very insightful.
He is. I need to start listening to his podcast again. I figured out I could watch movies and TV shows at work. They blocked Netflix, but they didn't block Amazon Prime.
So you just put, like, the doohickey and the thingamajigger?
No, I can pull it up on my computer. So I just pull it up
and
I just drop the screen. Oh, yeah, my Amazon Prime account. Yeah, yeah.
I used to do that in Office. Dude, I used to have fun there, yeah.
I kind of like office jobs, can get away with shit like that. But at the same time, like, I sit so fucking much.
I just quit my last office job, and I was making decent money, man. I just couldn't deal with the bullshit, and it was like Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross in there.
Oof.
But I didn't have to deal with that. I was on Salesforce. I was the director of business development, but I still had to witness this bullshit, and it's bad energy, man. It was killing me. So.
Now, that sounds like a pretty legit title. I know, like, a lot of dudes get out of prison and have trouble getting work. Like, most of it's, like, straight manual labor, construction, or, like, my buddy does AC work.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have to live with the adversity of, you know, the fact that you pay and you never stop paying for price crimes, man, I mean, I can't vote, can't own a gun. You know, there's a lot of things I can't do.
Yeah.
The countries I'm not allowed in.
Oh, yeah, we're not allowed to get passports because I'm a felon. But even though I just take county, so we're not allowed to have passports at all, are we?
I think you get like a 30-day passport. What was I going with that? What was this about?
You're paying for your life, getting a good job with a record.
Oh, yeah, you have to have some other marketable skills. So, I mean, now a lot of people are just settling. I mean, you can go out there and do something. Something's out there.
Right.
There's opportunity out there. You just got to want it more. You know what I mean? You got to show them that you're still better despite your path. Now, I mean, there's people that just, they can't. It's policy not to hire you, and then you're just shit out of luck there. I can't go to USF anymore as a felon.
You can't go as a student?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That's weird.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
You would think that a college or, you know, any place of education would want to welcome...
You would think.
...criminals. yeah, because when I was going... I want to say when I was going to school, my felony was out there in the open.
Well, I'm doing now. I'm a sales manager for a pool company. I go out and get him accounts and grow his business. The same job I quit last summer. I was telling him, fuck you. He called me to commission my skills in marketing as a guerrilla marketer to help him grow his business. So I took a little pay cut, not much, but I'm much happier.
Yeah, sometimes that's what it's about. It's not about, you know, how much, because, like, I've had jobs where I make more money than I'm making now, but I wanted to just, like, shoot myself.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, I pulled in, I had one job that was so fucking awful. Oh, my God, it was such a nightmare.
What was it?
I was landscaping, but I wasn't, like, this is when I lived up north.
You just described half my prison bit.
Well, I was up north, so it wasn't just, like, I did some lawn maintenance, but it was just, like, it was, like, a small account that we serviced on, like, the weekends. But, like, I was putting in, like, retaining walls, like big boulder walls and brick walkways. And like we did one house where we did the entire driveway in paver stone, put like a 4-foot sidewalk around this guy's house because he had these big oak trees and he didn't want to put rain gutters on his house because it would ruin the lot. Like he had this like $4 million Tudor mansion. So he didn't want to put rain gutters on. So instead he made us put sidewalks in with drainage ditches where his groundskeeper could sweep the leaves instead of having it collect in rain gutters and have it cleaned. like just ridiculous, wouldn't even talk to us. Like if he was in the house and needed something, he would call this guy that ran his properties and have that guy come and talk to us. And it's like, dude, you could just poke your head out. Nope, won't talk to the help.
Yeah, it's I mean to do stuff like that, it's you'd have to like it first of all, yeah. You know, creating things like that. But yeah, it's difficult for a lot of people to deal with making somebody else's shit nice while they're oppressed.
And we did like a lot of businesses, and it's like I'd be like sweating my ass off, like raggedy shirt, like dragon shit, and I'm watching people pull up in like BMWs and Lexus, and they got suits on. They're like just took an hour and a half lunch, and they're half drunk, and I'm just like, I fucking want to slit your throat.
Sounds like a humbling experience.
It is. It was pretty rough, but I had fun with it for, I don't know, like a year or so. But it got to the point where I was just like, I hated it so much. I would come down the road, see the sign like a half mile down the road, and just everything in me be like, ugh, ugh. Pull a topic, because we almost touched on like three different topics. Asked. We almost touched on like, mix them up a little bit.
I love how there's no plan.
No, there's not.
I like it.
Very little that I do has a plan to it.
Oh, I picked the one I wrote.
What'd you write?
Orwellian society.
Ooh, all right. Well, like, are we headed towards it? Do you think we're already there, bro?
If you read 1984,
it's been a while. I've been meaning to re-up on it.
Their telescreen is just, I mean, that's the cell phone.
Yeah. Is that the one with
us? Segregate us and put us all against each other.
You know. Is that the one with Soma or Zoma, like where they all take like these pills to be happy, like the, and then they have like the people that were genetically altered to do manual labor?
No,
that's a different. It's the same. It's kind of like in the future, same thing. Like certain people.
I think they made that movie in the '80s. I think I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I remember reading books, but yeah. Not like the names of them because I like to get high and read.
Yeah.
Except for Vonnegut, I remember a lot of Vonnegut.
I have no idea what that is.
Kurt Vonnegut?
No.
Slaughterhouse Five, Cat's Cradle. Yes.
That's what you like?
Yeah.
Cool.
I've read like four or five by him.
You like Chuck Palahniuk?
I like his movies. Dude. I got to read his books.
Dude, the books. You should read Diary.
Diary?
Fight Club's obviously good, but Diary and read Choke.
Yeah, that was the one that Sam Rockwell made into a movie.
Oh, they made Choke a movie?
Yeah, and Sam Rockwell played
the... I would not want to see that movie. I have to read the book.
I gotta read the book. I just got rid of a bunch of books, a bunch of like my old Dean Koontz and some Vince Flynn. And
right.
Vince Flynn was like Tom Clancy without all the technical bullshit that you don't, without like the 200 pages of how a nuclear bomb works. And like you're just plowing through it.
I couldn't get into them. No, not the Clancy's.
Vince Flynn did this whole series, and unfortunately he's passed now, but somebody else finished off the series. But he did it was about this guy named Mitch Rapp, who was like a CIA, basically an American assassin. And that's actually the title of one of the books. But it starts with him, the White House gets taken over, and he's on, like, ends up, like, getting into the White House through, like, some vent system and, like, taking it back over. And it's all very well written and everything to where it's almost plausible, like, how they did it. But he doesn't get so into the technicalities and the little details like Clancy does that you get bogged down with like 40 pages of why the fuck do I need to know this? And it's all like very action and like the dude, it didn't pick up. And the like throughout the series, you see this guy like fighting terrorists and shit and like the extremes that he goes to and the shit that he has to deal with, like PC people not understanding. And like it's really good.
Sounds like a fun read.
Yeah, he does like a whole, there's like 14 of them, and it's all the action.
You got into the series and you read all 14?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I own over half of them.
Right.
Dean Koontz, I do the same thing. When he writes a series, I always get fucking way too into it, like the Odd Thomas series.
Yeah, he's a pretty popular author. I like reading Hunter S. Thompson's journals, man.
I had one of his old ones, and I kept starting it and never finished it.
When it comes to, like, literature, I love William Faulkner and James Joyce, man. I love the symbolic imagery, absolutely.
Douglas Adams.
Yeah?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, dude. One of my all-time favorite books.
Great book. Great movie.
Oh, yeah, the movie
Most
was really
Deaf's
good.
In it.
Most Deaf, Sam Rockwell, who I love Sam Rockwell as an actor, especially when he gets any time to do any type of little dance moves, because he's just a dancer. He's just so happy.
Is it the one who played the captain or the president?
Yeah, Zaphod Beeblebox.
What's his name?
Zaphod or
Zaphod? No, the character's name is
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, Zaphod. Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell.
He's great.
Yeah.
I didn't know his name. Yeah. Zaphod Beetlebox.
He was in a movie called Better Enhanced Living Through Chemicals. No, Chemistry. Better Living Through Chemistry. And he was he's a pharmacist. And, like, his wife's, like, having an affair or some shit. And he ends up having an affair with Olivia Wilde. And because he's a pharmacist, he knows what different combinations of pills will do. So he's basically mixing up, like, dream pills to get fucked up on. Like, he'll do one that, like, makes you trip balls and have an erection, like, go with Olivia Wilde for 3 nights in a hotel room. He's got ones that, like, he decides to beat his wife in a bike race. So he has this one that's, like, a steroid, one that oxygenates your lungs, one that helps with fatigue, one that helps. And he's just making his own fucking party pills. And it's just hilarious, like, watching him dance around all fucked up.
It's a chemical superhero.
Yeah.
It's like Underdog.
I would love to have that ability.
Yeah, Underdog. He's a junkie. He's taking meth. Yeah. With my super energy pill, I get...
Oh, it's so good.
He says, with my super energy pill, without it, I'll get weaker and weaker and weaker still.
Yeah, dude, just do a line. We know what you're doing. All right, so Orwellian society. What do you mean by that?
Like I said, man, like I can just picture. I'm just making this up. I can just picture like people in power, you know, whatever you want to call them, sitting around like, how are we gonna make this happen? Like, really, some dudes is like, I have an idea. He's like, oh, go ahead, tell us, Dimitri. Let's see your idea. He's like, all right, I got this idea that cell phones are kind of popular right now. Let's put a camera in them and then give them internet access so we can always see what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, everybody always knows everything about you.
You ever been, like, talking, just having a conversation, then you see ads for it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've never seen I've seen shit, like, where I'll like something on Amazon.
Yeah.
On my computer. I'll be signed into my Amazon Prime account at work. And then I'll go to, like, CNN, which I'm not signed into. I don't have any sort of account there. There should be no correlation. But whatever I just looked at is splattered all over the CNN page. And then, you know, Fox, I'd like to cruise all the news sites to see, you know, what lies are being spread to me today.
Yeah, it'll freak you out sometimes.
It is so... And then it's been so long since I've read 1984 because I think I did it in high school and I don't remember much, but I know I need to read it again.
Oh, bro! Any book you read as a kid, you should read as an adult and then read again later in life. Absolutely.
Basically, it's going to be our government and our overseeing body, whatever you want to call it, at whatever point it eventually gets to, is just going to be controlling us through media, through devices, kind of like what we have now. Yeah. Except they're controlling us into two separate groups.
I mean, just the in the book, there's every morning they have these morning rituals where they just flash pictures of whoever they're supposedly at war with at the time, and they just practice hate, and they start this. Everyone just starts yelling at the screen, dude. I mean, that's not too far off to what's going on right now.
Just a very heavy-handed version of what we're doing.
Exactly. The feelings are the same, maybe not the action.
I think they're definitely staring. Like I said, though, I think they're staring us at each other. I don't think staring us at other people.
Yeah, because then you can't gather.
We can't notice that we're being steered. It's such a weird fucking time. And, this next 4 years is...
I'm not excited. I'm just really not excited for, like... You know how difficult it's going to be to pick up women when there's a computer chip in your wrist so they can scan with their iPhone and tell them everything about... You that you weren't gonna tell them?
Yeah, like I'm never getting chipped. Like that's coming soon, and then I won't do it. I'm gonna be up in Wisconsin. I'll fucking walk off into the woods and come find me. You're not fucking chipping me.
We'll go find McDodge in the Olympic National Forest. You ever watch McDodge?
No.
Oh, bro, you gotta watch it. Legend of McDodge?
No.
Discovery Channel or is it History? I'm not sure. Oh, this old Marine and / hippie just lives in the woods, no tent, for years in the Olympic National Forest in Washington, like near Forks.
Yeah.
Like where Eclipse was.
Okay.
Or fucking Twilight or whatever was filmed.
Sure.
It's just a good show. That's all. I have nothing really more on that subject.
Twilight?
Shout out to McDodge. I know you're not listening.
Twilight's a good show? Do you?
No, McDodge. Yeah, I did like the Twilight books and the movies. Absolutely, I did. But I'm a tender dick motherfucker.
Hey, you got to read something when you're up there.
Yeah, well, no, I read those. I actually read those on the street. That's the embarrassing part. It's like, oh, man, there's nothing around here to read but these Twilight books. No, it wasn't like that.
Like,
I
dude,
read,
if you're in a Barnes & Noble, there's plenty to read. Pick something up.
I couldn't help it. I had to see what it was about. I had to see what the fuss was about.
That's one thing when, like, a lot of people don't understand is that when you do, and again, what we did is completely different. I'm not comparing my little bit of county time to your prison stay. Like, you did time. I was in county. But a lot of people will tell you, you read. You read just about anything that comes across your desk. Like, to use the expression. Or at least we did in county. And my boy said he read a lot when he was up. Like, anytime you're not working, you're just reading, trying to make time go by.
Yeah, I mean, I actually read less than I in prison than I did before or after because, you know, I spent a year and a half slaving for the state, man, 14 hours a day. You know, I mean, it's dark when you get out there. It's dark when you get back, and you just want to take a shower and go to sleep, dude, you know.
Oof. Yeah, like, there are people that do that now, and then they go out and party, and I'm like, man, how do you do that shit? I'm a lazy bitch. I don't even want to, like, I want to put in my maybe 9 hours a day and then don't do any. Like, that's why I don't even get out to as many mics as I should.
Yeah, I never see you out. I think I've seen you, like, I think we hung out briefly, like, maybe 3 times.
I don't cross the bridge a lot just because it is.
I see why. Yeah. I found out today. I see exactly why.
Well, and I actually live, like, another good 20 minutes from here.
Really?
Going back into Clear. Without traffic, 20 or 30. So, like, right now. Yeah, like, when we leave here, it'll probably take me, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to get home. But, like, if I try to come on this side of the bridge, like, for an early show at Improv, like, if I'm doing a guest set on the Wednesday night show, I'll just leave straight from work, and it'll still take me 45, 50 minutes from here to get to the Improv.
Right, right.
It's fucking, ugh.
Damn.
It's a haul.
Yeah. I mean, I never understood why, like, it seems like everybody in St. Pete and Clearwater works in Tampa and vice versa. Like, everybody in Tampa just crosses that bridge in the morning. You know, it's reversed on the way. Like, why don't we just have a giant job switch? Like, why? It just seems
just find
so
somebody
more sensible.
Somebody finds somebody on the other side of the bridge. It's like, look, my job's there. You just take my job.
Exactly.
I'll take yours. We make about the same.
Right. It's the same job as over there.
Yeah. And I think people in Tampa want to get away from. It's weird, like, you bitch about it when you drive, but think about it, like, you want to kind of get away from, like, your little surroundings.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the bridge, I do enjoy the bridge. Yeah. Who doesn't? I mean, I love crossing the bridge.
Well, I mean, I don't mind traffic for the same reason I'm scared to get pulled over. I got weed on me. So, smoke a little weed, chill out, and fucking just look at the scenery. And for some people, that's all the scenery they get is what's at their job. So they bitch about traffic, but yet, that you'd be staring at your four walls if it wasn't for that 45-minute commute.
Yeah, I suppose you would, unless you work outside.
Yeah, but, I mean, that kind of ties it back into the Orwellian society.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, oh, man. I mean, the roadways were so clogged today. It just reminded me of 90% of America's arteries. I saw it.
Yeah, it's America's not healthy. And we're getting in cars to drive places we don't want to go so we can, you know, work jobs. Like, it's fucking how they said in Fight Club, rapping back to Chuck Palahniuk. I can never say his fucking last name right.
I don't know how to say it. Blacknick? Is that it? Does anyone know?
I thought it was something with a
Blacknick?
P. Blacknick? I only know that because it starts with a P.
Doesn't matter.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Kicking right, son.
Yeah, he's definitely a good writer. So what's your Netflix pearl, son?
My what?
Your Netflix pearl.
Oh,
your
man,
TV
I like Brickleberry.
Oh, that's that Daniel Tosh show, right?
Yeah, I like Brickleberry, man.
That just popped onto Netflix. Is that good?
It's decent. It's different. It's a little different. I like it. I just like it. It's new. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those shows. Of course, you know, you can't hands down. We didn't want to talk about popular shows today.
Right, no, you want
I think
something that's
Brickleberry's a hidden
off.
Gem, man. It's, you know, it's this little bear that grew up and he's adapted to human life on a state park. And there's zany characters like in the show. And they reach on some controversial topics and it's pretty, they push the envelope a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's Tosh and he's pretty fucking edgy and dark.
I like it.
Which I don't know. I like Tosh. I like his older shit more, obviously. Actually, his last special, was it Happy Thoughts? Or the one after that? I don't know, but his special is usually pretty good. His show kind of wore down on me. But I think it might have wore down on him, too. Like, you watch some of the later seasons, and he's just like, why the fuck are you people still watching me? Like, I can't stop until you stop. And, yeah, he, you know, he says it as a joke, but.
I imagine anything with that many people involved would get old after a few years.
Well, like, I know, I don't know how big, how old are you again?
33.
33, so you're a bit younger than me. You remember Sinbad Show?
I remember the Comedy Central special when the butt fell off. You mean Sinbad like the cartoon?
No,
Sinbad. Or do you mean Sinbad the comic?
Sinbad the comic.
Yeah, I just remember his Comedy Central special when I was younger.
I don't know, he had a show.
Oh, yeah, the sitcom.
Where he took care of two foster kids.
Yeah, of course. And he always wore those neon nylon windbreakers. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot all about that show. That was a good show. I used to love that show.
Yeah, he fucking, I was listening to him on Mark Maron's podcast a few years ago, and he was talking about, like, how towards the end, like, so many different people were putting ideas into the show, and he, like, I guess at the time, he was actually, like, really into video games and stuff, and, like, his character was, like, a video, like, something to do with gaming and shit, and so he was always trying to be, like, guys, look, like, I know this world, like, let me, and they're like, oh, that's a good idea, but we're gonna do this, and he's like, there's so many possibilities for the show that nobody would fucking, like, they had their ideas. And I'm like, they're not working. And he just would always talk about, like, how it got to a point where he didn't even want to do the show anymore.
Right.
So I wonder if Tosh is like that with, like, just, it's been so many fucking hands in his soup.
I mean, if you have to work and you're not happy at work, it's just plain simple. You should, it's just not healthy.
Yeah, but how many people are going to pull a Dave Chappelle and walk away from millions and millions and millions and millions? I mean, he's making up for it.
Yeah, I saw him at Ruth Eckert Hall right after he came back from Africa or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
It was great. That's the only time I've ever seen him live.
Was it like almost 2 years ago when he came to Ruth Eckert? That's when I caught him.
No, this is a long time ago, right after the...
Yeah,
it was like 6-7 years or something like that?
Yeah, Yeah,
it was a long time ago. It was right after he came back.
Matt Fernandez got to open for him a couple weeks ago, said it was amazing.
Matt's doing well, man. Makes us proud.
Yeah, I like Matt. He's been on here a couple times, too.
We were 8 years ago when I started, before all the debauchery. Yeah,
before your little break.
He was good as a beginner, man.
Yeah.
He was good back then.
Oh, yeah, he's a killer. He's one of my favorite ones to watch. Wait, so you started 8 years ago.
Yeah. Well,
and then you started, how long were you in before you allegedly...
You know, I got some MC work, but I really didn't do much because, you know, I didn't do many mics, man. I'd maybe perform like 10, 20 times a year, if that. And then, you know, I got into a little trouble and got out, and then I didn't start attacking it until, a year ago, a year and a half ago or something like that, after I broke my leg. That's when I've been at it ever since.
That's where you broke your leg breakdancing at Pegasus Lounge.
I think my first open mic when I got back was... Sacred Grounds Coffee House is a picture of me on crutches.
I'm trying.
Then I had the cane for a while. Remember, I was healing.
Oh, I remember the cane.
I'm healed. No, everyone thought that. No, I was injured, fuckers. I was just trying to be injured in style. I didn't need crutches anymore.
Hey, man, your last name's Luis.
Jeez.
You've been in prison. You show up with a cane. What do you think people are going to expect?
So white.
No, I just noticed this down here. Are you also a veteran, or is that for a family member?
No, someone made me this.
It's a dog tag, is what I pointed at, folks, just so you know.
It's the Joker's dog tag, and that's his, I don't know if you're into comic books.
A bit,
that's,
yes.
That's his real inmate number. And
the series?
Yeah. Somebody made that for me.
Nice.
Thank you, Jill.
Yeah, dude. Oh, we're fucking big comic book fans here.
There's two other, there's twins of this. One of them, Jill has the Poison Ivy, and Miss Gwendolyn Honeytush, the burlesque dancer, Kimberly Money at the Lion's Den has Harley Quinn.
Harlan Quinzel.
Whatever.
So being a comic book fan, because
I'm not that deep in it, but of course, yeah, I love comic books. I love Spawn. Spawn was a good comic.
They're supposed to be remaking that movie. Should be coming out sometime, I think, next year, maybe. They've been talking about it for a couple years. It's going to be R-rated.
Who's going to play?
Who knows? But, fucking Spawn was a black guy. I would say fucking, what's his
Jamie
name?
Ball.
Yeah, he's going to be, I was, the dude that's
Jamie
playing
Ball's
Luke Cage.
Jamie Ball's going to play Spawn.
J.B. Donald Glover.
I think he'd be a good spot.
Well, I don't know. No, JB just looks too. I mean, like, he's a, you know, good sized dude and all because he's, you know, tall or whatever, and like he works out, but he's just not like Michael Ja White had like that intimidating face. So like when he was the human form, it looks like you need to be like just like angry like Ving Rhames.
I think he's too large. He's
gotta be, oh yeah, no, he's way too big.
No, the last guy that had play him was
Michael Ja White.
Yeah, that's how I imagine Spawn was.
Right, he would. He might even been a little bit bigger.
When that come out, 1994, 95?
Something like that, yeah.
That was advanced for the time, man. It was like, that was our Matrix.
The way the cape was moving, like, that was really fucking dope. I'm excited for the new one, especially with how good Deadpool did.
Right. I want to see Doctor Strange. I haven't seen that one yet.
I'm not really into that guy. Maybe I want to take a spirit quest where I just micro-dose shrooms for over a process of like 3 days in the forest. Maybe I'll bring that movie. So when I'm detoxing, I'll just sit there and watch that for the last like hour.
That was Terrence McKenna's favorite form of meditation.
Dude, I love shrooms. I love going out in the wilderness. Like, I like camping and shit anyway. So I just want to go out in the woods for like a week with my sleeping bag and my tent, my fishing pole, and just fucking, I like roughing it. I want to go be a fucking mountain man for a week.
Yeah, I like, you know, have you hiked? You should go hike over along the Hillsborough River.
I don't do much in Florida because it's just too hot.
Dude, I mean, there's some really good kayaking right now in some desolate parts of the Hillsborough. There's gators everywhere. It's beautiful, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not fucking with that.
Oh, my God, they're everywhere.
I'm too black for that. It was funny,
but
dude.
But the bird life.
Dude, no, fuck that. I was, when I was driving Lyft, I got this dude in my car, and it was like a younger black kid. He's like 20s. And somehow we got to talking about fishing. And he said he was fishing with a bunch of other people, and they were down by, like, some pier in Tampa. And he's, like, about 15, 20 feet down, like, there were some white people fishing with them. Like, they weren't fishing with them, but they're, like, a little group down there. He's in his group over here. And he said his group's all a bunch of young black dudes. And they see all the white people start going, oh, all right, sun's going down, let's go. And they all started, like, getting out the water. And him and all his black friends were like, yo, if white people is getting out the water, we should probably get out the water. And he says, sure enough, like, they looked down later. They went up, like, up on the pier and looked down where they had been standing. And there's just tons of little baby, like, 2 and 3 foot sharks.
Yeah.
But he's like, dude, if there are that many right there, like, if we'd have been waist deep.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple brushes where, like, I've literally had a shark 2-3 feet from me that could have done some damage.
Oh, there's a lot of bull sharks on these beaches on this side. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And, like, who's I talking to? I was talking to a friend of mine. They're from up north, and they're like, oh, you don't see sharks in the water. I'm like, bitch, bull shark, if they have an inch of water above them and an inch of water below them, they will go there, and they will eat you. Like, that's all they need to fucking eat somebody.
They're aggressive.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They'll hit anything.
They've been seeing bull sharks as far north as, I think, St. Louis on the Mississippi, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have heard. I've heard of sharks being up in, like, the Great Lakes and shit.
Really?
Coming in through the...
Oh, the other side. Okay.
Yeah, from, like, New England, like, the riverways and shit. I don't know how long they last, though, because, you know, it's not salt water once you get that far.
I mean, they're pretty adaptable species and aggressive. They're dangerous.
Yeah. Well, the sharks overall are, you know, the, like, one of the apex predators right behind gators and killer whales.
What about big cats? Those are pretty serious.
Yeah, but big cats can be taken out by bears. In theory.
It's like species, rock, paper, scissors.
Well, did you ever watch, because you mentioned the History Channel earlier. Did you ever watch, I can't remember what the fuck it was now. I think it was like Animal versus Animal or something. Or it was just like Versus,
when
maybe.
When animals attack?
No, they would do a simulation.
Yeah,
of what would happen.
Like the dog fights, except with animals. Yeah.
So it's like, what would happen if a grizzly bear fought a tiger? Or what would happen if a fucking gorilla, a silverback, fought like a fucking like giant anaconda? And they would do simulations and like do computer workups and like show like the different techniques of different animals. And they showed like a tiger was a lot faster and had the claws. But bears are so fucking big and strong that he caught him with one swipe and it cracked like 3 ribs and snapped his spine. And the tiger was like pretty much crippled after that. Like, nothing kills bears except for other bears and humans.
Right.
Like, they are, I don't think there's anything. I mean, if they went swimming, maybe a shark. Maybe. Killer whale.
I mean, it'd have to be a pretty big shark, I guess. I don't know. You should submit that to History Channel. That you want to see a bear versus a great white.
We have to get the bear some scuba equipment. Let them get used to Life Aquatic.
Dude, I love that movie.
The Life Aquatic
have
with
you seen it? With Bill Murray?
God, it's been a decade.
So good. Oh, so good.
I like how that wraps back to movies. So
sorry, I mean, I got ADD, bro.
No, that's pretty much the whole podcast is me or whoever the guest is floating off in a direction and just going down a rabbit hole one way and then coming back to where we were and then going off. That's why I don't have a format.
Oh, that's why you offer pot before the journey.
Yeah. Let's see how this goes, man. Fuck
you look like Willy Wonka right now.
I feel like Willy Wonka at all times. I'm a very magical person.
That sounds whimsical.
All right, so Brickleberry?
Yeah, Brickleberry. Absolutely.
Who else does voice? Because obviously Tosh, it's Daniel Tosh's show. Who else does a voice on that?
I have no clue. I was supposed to research this shit, huh?
It would have helped, man. Do you have another one?
I have zero clue. Yeah, you didn't, or you didn't specify how to know the actors, the casting crew, and gaffer.
Yeah, like for example,
you're just like, think of a show, and I'm like, hey, what about this one? Yeah, well, I didn't know I was going to do research. No, I wouldn't. So let's talk about something else that I do know about.
Oh, dude, I feel when I first started.
Are you robbed? Did I rob you?
No. I haven't been robbed in years. Like, I'm lucky enough where, like, I'm not, like, a massive dude, but I'm usually, like, heavy enough where it's like, all right, if this guy grabs me, he might be able to do damage.
Psst, I won't.
I am soft as fucking baby food. If I had to fight somebody now, it would be the dirtiest, quickest fight in history. Like, I would literally poke him in the eye, kick him in the balls, and then fucking judo chop the throat.
Yeah, that's not out. No, it's never out. Yeah. Get home to your family. Do it. Yeah. Be quick and dirty. Like, this ain't boxing. This isn't an art. No, this is I'm going home tonight.
Yeah, I'm 37 years old, man. I ain't got time to draw this shit out. Like, I'm out of shape. It's bad. Like, I can't even wrestle around with, like, my little nephews and nieces and shit. We get, like, 2 minutes, and I'm like, all right, fucker, time out. I need to. Uncle James is a little sleepy. Let me take a nap.
You know you're getting old when you ask a Walgreens employee for their ID to see if they're old enough to sell you liquor. It's the worst.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits of not drinking anymore is not getting carded. I used to get carded constantly. Well, until I got really bad, and then I just always looked like such a wreck where they're just like, if this dude's not 21, he deserves a fucking drink. Look at this poor son of a bitch.
Do you ever get to the point of that feeling like it hurts your feelings when they don't card you?
No.
Like, you're like, oh.
It went on for so long, for everything. I almost didn't get let into a club once when I was in my mid-20s because the girl didn't believe I was 6 foot and I didn't look enough like my ID, or like it was a real ID. And I was like, I promise you I'm 6 foot. Like, she made me pull out my Social Security card. She made me fucking write my signature down. She called somebody else to look at it. She was like, don't lie about your height. And I'm like, I was just at the doctor and was told that, like, this is doctor's height. Like, I was going for my STD screening, making sure my dick was clean.
It sounds like she just took all your credit card information. Like, was she hot? Did you get duped?
Man.
How's your credit?
Oh, fuck. She could have, man. Fuck. She could have just totally took all my shit.
She had her camera phone out.
I mean, I never had good credit, though, so. Yeah. I had.
She knows now.
I've been the victim of identity theft one time.
I think I am. I'm just too lazy to check. My score went from 838 to like 599.
Oh, no. My credit score is still like a 12. I'm not even in triple digits.
Yeah, it's bad now.
No, I got a ticket. I went to paid and signed up for like the driving class. And they're like, you've already taken the class this year. You can only take it once a year. And I'm like, I haven't. I guarantee you I haven't. I don't have a car. And they're like, oh, no, we have you with a, it was like a black Honda Civic hatchback. Somebody used my identity, got a parking ticket, paid the parking ticket, and then took the class so that I wouldn't get the points on my... So somebody had my identity doing better with it than I was at the time. And, like, I keep wanting to write that into a joke somehow, like...
You just did. So good. So true. Oh,
dude, they were. They were... I'm just like, I'm staying there in line. Like, I mean, I want to thank that person. What phone number did I have then? What phone number did I use? They wouldn't give me any information, though. They just, like, cleared it out. I was like... Did somebody really use my shit better than me? Like, what the fuck?
I mean, for a second, I thought you were going towards being a vigilante, but you just wanted to thank them, huh?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to thank
appreciate
them.
Appreciate that, bro.
Because they took the class.
You're a real man about it.
If they went as far as to give all my information, dude, they just could have been like, fuck this guy. Well, I could have got arrested over this bullshit. They could have not paid the ticket. Next thing you know, there's a bench warrant out for me. I get pulled over for going 5 over, and they're like, all right, step out the car, please. Like, no. But yeah, no, they took care of my shit, so thank them. Kept the points off my license and everything.
That's too funny. Did you go to, have you ever been to one of those comedy driving schools?
No, but my dad taught one a couple. He taught a couple classes.
Did he used to teach at, what was it called? I can't remember the name.
He did one in Tampa a couple
Hops. Times. Remember Hops? Tampa.
I took one in Clearwater back in the late 90s. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Like I
hope it wasn't your dad because it was pretty bad.
No. I would have enjoyed my dad. My dad was
Your dad was the man.
Oh, he was so good.
He's a local legend, dude.
Yeah. I caught a lot of leeway when I first started because of, like, I got some guest sets at Snappers that I probably wouldn't have got because I was 2 months in, 1 month in. But they gave them to me, and I used to curse, and he's like, don't curse at a guest set. Which, by the way, young comics out there listening, don't. If you're the guest set, it's not about you.
Yeah.
Do your good 3 to 5 minutes. Don't run the light. Don't go dirty.
Or the host even sometimes.
Yeah, the host. Don't run your time. You're not selling merch. It's not your show. No. You know, how you guys doing? Whose birthday is it? Here are your comics.
There's steps for a reason.
Yeah, get them to laugh. Get them to, you know, but and don't go edgy. Don't go too dark. I've seen comedians like mention a fucking abortion joke and just squash the room. Oh, it's so bad. But I want to give a shout out to Quentin Green, one of the most professional cats I know. I did Coconuts on the Beach a couple weeks ago, and I won't say who it was before me, but somebody went up before me, didn't do well, and then told a joke that kind of made the room uncomfortable. Tried to be edgy on a racial line, and nobody was really like, oh, it's funny and witty. Everybody was just kind of like, you just going to stand up there and say that, dude? And so then Quentin went up and got the crowd laughing again before I went up. And I was just, he's like, oh, yeah, everybody, you know, relatable experiences. Here's an experience we've all had. And he did some jokes. So if you're the MC, somebody bombs, get the crowd to laugh before you bring the next dude up to a cold fucking stage.
Right. Shit, man. While we're shouting people out, man, I think Dylan Alexander deserves a little pat on the back. I don't know if you ever seen Dylan, man. He got real good real quick, man. I like his style. And Matt Williams too, another guy that no one really knows.
I don't know. Did you say Devin or Dylan?
No, Dylan. Dylan Alexander. Dylan.
Oh, okay. I don't. I know him, but I haven't seen him for.
He moved out, man. I think he's in Houston now. But Matt Williams, another one that is on the come up, man. He's a great writer.
Younger guy.
No, I don't think
so. Tampa guy.
No, I don't think so. Matt, you look old as fuck.
I don't know a lot of these cats, and it's nothing against you dudes. It's just I don't come over to the bridge a lot, and when I do, it's like I know a lot of the older comedians, so I hang out with the old timers. hey, dude, I used to see it when I was first starting out. I'd come up and I'd be there with like my 3 or 4 friends that had a year or two in like me, and I see the guys that had like 5, 6, 8 years. Like, I want to go hang out with those guys. I want to figure out how they're getting shows. Yeah,
the cool table. You know, me, you and Aneria should hang out before you leave, man.
Ah, I love Aneria.
Yeah, we should go hang out.
Me and Aneria had
eat some tacos and shit.
Just looked at me crazy. We had a sex scene. Let me finish that sentence. Me and Aneria had a sex scene in her movie a couple years ago.
Which one?
1-800-Dial-A-Cougar.
Yeah.
It was a short film.
That's awesome.
I was the young man that she was wooing. And we have a sex scene where I'm supposed to be a teenager, and I'm in bed with her. And I just had my shirt off, and she had like the blanket pulled up to it looked like she had her shirt off too.
Yeah.
And I've got like a tattoo on my fucking like the left part of my chest, like my forearm, my fucking bicep, my shoulders, like an armband, and I'm supposed to be like a teenager, and I'm all fucking tatted up.
That's great. I'm pretty sure I saw that one. I didn't know that. I didn't realize it was you.
Yeah, that was me. I think I was still drinking at the time though, so I was probably a little bloated. I used to walk around at like 265 and just be so unhealthy. And
beer.
So,
beer all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of calories.
Anything. Any booze. Beer, wine, liquor. I was, boxes of wine.
Ugh, slap bags.
Anything to, like, it would get to the point where I'd get down to the end of the bag, and then you take it out the box, and you start wringing it out. Like, you got, like, you're, like, biting the nozzle to hold it open so you can use both hands to wring every last drop out.
That sounds awful.
It was. But, you know, booze. You all right there?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I just I didn't sleep well last night.
Uh-oh. No prison nightmares, huh?
No. You know, it sucks about prison when you're in there, like, for a long period of time. And, like, in there, like, your dreams are your only escape.
Yeah.
But then you're there so long, your dreams become about that place. They're just walls.
Right.
You know, and that sucks.
Well, you kind of dream about your, like, you know, you dream about your job when you're on the outside and all that. So eventually.
Yeah, it sucks. That's the worst.
What habits did you carry with you?
What do you mean?
Like, my old roommate, he sleeps with his bedroom door open.
Yeah, you're like not, that's like not, I mean, for the most part, I was in dorms where there's 70, just like some of the counties around here. Mm-hmm. There's like 70 inmates in a small area. You know, but, you know, the work camp was actually pretty chill because we all worked together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're on different squads, you know, fucking concrete squads and fucking tree squads. And I was a straw boss on a 5-man inmate asphalt crew.
He did concrete.
Yeah, concrete. Oh, God.
You guys might have just crossed because right when you were going in.
What camp was he at?
What's one with an S up north?
Oh, bro, he was up north.
One with an I can't remember, but because he was
Gainesville's as far north as I got.
I want to say he got out. He got out October the year you went in.
Right, right, okay.
So I don't know if you went in before October. Yeah, you would have.
I went in November.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So wow, I had just started when you went in.
Yeah.
So he had like just got out. Yeah, because I think he got out November or October of that year. Oh, look at that. You guys almost crossed each other because he did concrete and then he did it when he got out, too.
Right, right. No, it's shout out to, and no one is listening there, but those guys work hard, bro. They're out there working every fucking day, and it's just, and it's a privilege to go outside the gate.
Oh, yeah.
But you pay for it.
I got super lucky when I did county because, I mean, first of all, we don't have like real hard crews like that. But the hardest one that I was on for a little bit was it's when they were doing the demolition of the old unit and they had, like, the new central location up. So I got to go in with a bunch of other dudes and we were just tearing down walls, ripping down cubicles, fucking.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, so it was, like, fun. Like, it was hard work because, like, we're swinging sledgehammers at some of the cement walls. But at the same time, the dude that's running the crew, like, the sub, because, you know, they're all. For anybody that doesn't know, they bring in somebody from the outside who runs like a construction or company or whatever. So he's overseeing us and he's kind of by the book. He's a little, you know, all right, guys, come on, you know, let's get back to work. And, you know, we're all respecting him because we don't want to get kicked off.
Right, 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 right.
Plus his handman, his second in command is like this old black dude from South St. Pete who just does not give a fuck. Like, as long as we don't cause trouble, he's off taking naps and he's like, yeah, whatever, here's a half a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Don't get fucking caught. You know, like,
get it from me.
Yeah, I got drunk last night. I'm going over here. Y'all go over there and fucking work. Like, so, I mean, yeah, one day we got fucking pizza. One day we got Chester fried chicken.
Hey, one time I was in county and I got a stroke of luck. I got into the officer's dining area. That was my job.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We were sneaking all kinds of goodies back. We could eat.
Yeah, one of my homeboys used to bring back, like, just white styrofoam cups of lunch meat.
Yeah. It's a treat. You can make a serious goulash with that.
You just steal lunch meat.
Dude, but people, I know, shout out to my jail cookers out there who can work fucking miracles with ramen and some pickled sausage.
People don't know about goulash,
dude.
Bro.
I'm gonna start doing YouTube shows on 1001 ways to make ramen jail style.
That was
you want to be on it,
dude? I'll come make some ramen soon before I go.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make the first one. We'll do it.
We did when my homeboy, different homeboy, actually, no, it was the same homeboy that did 8.5 years. Yeah. He did like a 30-day stretch. Back in the day, and it was right after I'd done my 3 months. So, like, I got the apartment, he comes in, and we had another buddy there who had never done any time whatsoever. And this is my other roommate's, like, third time in for, like, a month at a time. So we're talking about making goulash and shit, and my third dude's like, yo, what, is it really that good? And we're like, yo, we're going to make it for you.
I made a big old brick.
Dude, we went to the grocery store, we got, like, ramen noodles, Doritos, we got, like, all this shit, right?
Yeah.
And, like, we weren't buying the name brand, we were buying the same generic shit you would get in
it's
gotta
be authentic.
Yeah, and they're like, he's like, dude, you can buy the better brand. We're like, it won't taste the same. Nah. So, like,
so we
crunch it all up. We put, like, warm water in there. He's like, so what, do you microwave it? We're like, no, just stick it in the cabinet.
Yeah.
Why? It's got to be somewhere dark. Why? Yeah. Just stick it somewhere fucking dark with the warm water. And then me and my other boy, dude, were killing it. Other cat took 3 bites. He's like, yo, I don't like this. We just, all right, give me that. We fucking split the shit. We ate the fuck out of it.
Oh, it's too funny, bro. Damn, we can make it next week.
Dude, it's so
good. How about
good.
You make yours, I'll make mine. The rule is we can only purchase stuff from 7-Eleven. And nothing that we know is available.
I think all they have is cup of noodles there. I never use cup.
No, we can go get the ramen. I'm saying, but like everything the ingredients else have to be purchased from 7-Eleven. That's how it's like to live off commissary in a place like that. Imagine living off like 50, maybe 100 bucks a week, but only you can only shop at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, dude, like people.
That'd be burnt up in just a couple days.
People just don't understand. Like, I mean, at the same time, though, they don't understand how you can also have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the entire time.
Yeah, when I was in minimum security, we'd all kick in on a fucking goulash. Somebody would bring over tortillas. Somebody else would have three packs of ramen. Yeah. Somebody else would have all the sausage and cheese, the little fucking combo packs. Like, so you get together in your little bunk and like four, five, six people, and you all eat together like a little fucking. Yeah. Dysfunctional jailhouse family.
The nightly, that's exactly it. The nightly communal.
Yeah, you tell stories, you talk shit about fucking it. You're like, oh, yeah, sleep on your stomach tonight, asshole. Yeah, like, just say stupid shit.
Those games stop when you go to Big Boy.
Yeah, I would imagine. There's not as,
no, there's still people like a joke. There's still people that have a sense of humor.
Yeah. But I imagine, like.
But you could catch a chicken bone for that, Dave. I mean, if someone comes up trying you. I mean, it happens. It happens rare now because there's so many homosexuals in there just openly gay, just giving it away. Yeah. So I really think nowadays it usually happens to the people that like owe a bunch of money. You know, like people getting gambling over their head with some dude who's about that life. You know, and he's gonna get that money back.
Yeah,
he's
one way or the other.
It's good advice to stay away from what I call the 3G network.
Yeah,
and there it's gays, gangs, and gambling. You know, not to be, you know, I'm completely for equal rights, but in a place like that, if that's not what you're about, and just don't be in it.
Yeah, I knew
3 G's.
I've known way too many people that done prison time. Now that I think about it, this dude I know that did time in Nevada said that the way they would get you out there is if they loved the Aryans would get young white kids all the time, because the kid would come in all young and white, the black dudes would be like, you know, just yell some shit to fuck with them. So, you know, Aryan Nation swarms on him real quick. Hey, brother, come with us. Don't worry. Here, have a seat. Hey, you want to watch some TV? Hey, you want to smoke? Here, have some coffee. And then after, like, 2 months of doing that every day, they're like, all right, go kill that dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Well, either all that coffee, all that TV, that shit's not free. You either go kill him or you start sucking dick. And you either got to become a murderer or you got to become gay.
Yeah, I was blessed enough to have the gift of gab.
Yeah.
It's kind of like high school. I could just, like, you know, I make people laugh. I was kind of a celebrity in there. You know, the big grabbing comedian kind of made for a good name.
Come back
in there.
This way.
Yeah, everybody wants to hear stories. So my experience is a little different. You know, there's a couple. Shit got real a couple times. Had a handle. Nothing I couldn't handle real quick. Chopped in the throat. But no, that was someone was trying to get my shoes one time. We good?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone was trying to get my shoes. I had to handle that real quick.
Yeah, that's one of my.
Shit can get real. Shit can get real.
One of my friends did 30 days in a fucking federal lockup for like wire fraud and shit.
Okay.
He ran telemarketing rooms, or he was a telemarketer back in like the 90s.
Oh,
when they just like.
Scam artist.
Yeah, and like he told me, I think it was like mid 90s, it was like 96 or so, he made over $80,000 in like 6 months. Which, you know, now with inflation would be like, you know, about $150,000 in 6 months. And I'm like, dude, you didn't realize you were doing something? He's like, oh, yeah, we knew. Like, they would call people up, tell them they were from the phone company. They would get phones shut off for whole companies. And, like, just for, like, a half hour, get them turned back on and call back and be like I said, if you don't go through this process, you're going to end up losing your phone line. And, you know, they're calling all over the country, so it's federal crime. But he ended up having to do 30 days for it a couple years later because – they really wanted, like, the big boss people. He caught, like, 3 years federal probation. But he said that in there, people know, based on, like, some armband or some shit, he was a short-timer. So, like, his first day, he comes back from, like, going to the bathroom, and some black dude was tossing his cell. And he's like, yo, what are you doing? And he took his cigarettes and, like, something else. And he's like, fuck you, short-timer, do something. And my boy's a big cat. He's, like, 6'4", 6'5", a big, hefty white boy. And he's like... But he's like, you know, I got 30 days.
30
he's like,
days, yeah.
Take the cigarettes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, his cellmate was like Aryan and was not a short timer and was like, you don't get that nigger back or I'm going to stab you myself. And he's like, dude, my fucking roommate was like 6 foot, but he was a fucking tank, all tatted up, faced Aryan shit. And he made my fucking boy jump on the black dude in the shower and then they jumped him. They didn't kill him, but they gave him a beatdown. He's like, he made my boy carry a shank around to protect. My boy's like, I didn't want any of that shit. Well, I wanted to lay in my bunk and read.
Yeah, but, you know, when someone goes in, that's their house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that house was half that other dude's. So he has a, I mean, something like that happens, that someone just came into your house. That's what they call it in there, too, your house. Even if your house is a bunk.
Even in county, locker, it's your house.
Yeah, that's your house. So, I mean, they shared a house, and that dude came into his house. So, yeah, he had to handle that. That dude has to live there. So, I mean, if you can't get respect, you got to demand it somehow.
Yeah, that shit's fucking, you know? It's just, well, that's. You know what?
If you lose your respect in there, it could be a bad time. I've seen it happen.
This wraps right around to my Netflix pearl, which is Bronson.
Bronson happens.
It's about Charles Bronson. I forget his not the actor. There's a prisoner in London who's known as England's most violent criminal. He's like one of the most expensive criminals. He's
hitman.
Called, huh?
A hitman.
No.
Really?
He's not even he went to prison for some little bullshit petty theft. And then once he was in prison, just was, like, insanely violent.
Yeah.
Like, he fucking killed other prisoners. He killed guards. He would, like, he had the most hostage situations singly. Like, him by himself has caused more hostage situations than, like, any other group of prisoners. Or, like, he's famous in London for all this shit. I can't remember his birth name, but it's not Charles Bronson. When he eventually got let out of prison after, like, 20-some years. Most of which was spent in solitary confinement because every time they'd bring him out of solitary, he'd fight and attack guards, so they'd stick him right back in. Like, he would spend, like, a couple days out of solitary, then spend months in. And all he did was practice fighting. They eventually let him out of prison. They said they couldn't help him in the insane asylum, so they said he wasn't crazy because they kept trying to, like, transfer him back and forth.
He was bored.
Yeah, and then prison was like, well, like, he's too crazy to stay here. And the insane asylum was like, well, he's not crazy enough to stay here. So they literally just, plus he had caused all this damage with all of his hostage situations.
So
he had caused millions of pounds in damage to the prison system. So they're like, they let him out. He was out for a couple months before he knocked over like a jewelry store.
So classic.
But like, he became a bare knuckle brawler. And you see, and like, he changed his name to Charles Bronson after the actor. Then he gets put back in prison and more of the same.
So classic. No, a similar situation happened to me. I was in a... I was supposed to do 18 months in a rehab facility. I'm not going to tell you where. But I ended up doing 12 because I was the lead. I call it lead junkie, but it was the expediter of the whole house because, you know, there's all the squads that run the whole facility. And I was overseer of all that, but I was supplying mass quantities of spice. which was like, it was kind of a new thing then. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, we can get high and they can't test for it?
Yeah, because now they can test for it.
That was a gold mine. That was the only way I could afford my gas, but they couldn't prove it that I was doing that, so they there's like, successful graduation, 12 months. You don't need to do the additional six. I was like, good deal.
So, you know, that's...
Come back home, my dog.
That was smart. I should have been smarter when I did all my probation, my time. I was always way too honest, and then if somebody, like, irritated me during questioning, I would get way, like, about myself, like, about my drug usage and shit. Because I had to take so many different fucking stupid drug programs. It's bullshit. I just like to get fucked up. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I was one that, you know, we were having a group and people were like, why do you use? And someone's like, oh, my uncle raped me. And I mean, that sounds terrible. And everyone had excuses, like valid excuses. Yeah. And I really couldn't come up with any. They came on me. And I was just like, they're like, what about you, Jeff? Why do you use? I'm like, I just like to party. I was like, hey, come on.
Yeah.
All right. Am I the only one here that just likes to get fucked up?
Mine was even worse. I read a Dean Koontz book once. No, I read this book called Intensity, which is a great book. But there's a line in it that the main villain, the psychopath, says, where he says the meaning of life is sensation. That's why you go through life. Everything that you do is for the sensation. Even people like Mother Teresa, who have dedicated their lives to helping other people, they do it for the sensation it gives them when they help other people.
Right. So there's no selfless good deed.
Yeah, like he just breaks it all down to like, he starts doing because he has a headache. And so instead of like popping aspirin, which he has, he grabs his thumb and he sticks it into the spot behind his ear to intensify the pain of the headache and because he's like, it's all about sensation. So every time you have an opportunity to feel a sensation, feel it to the fullest.
Right.
And I was like, oh, if I combine that with drugs, this is going to be fun. So that's what I did. It spoke to me. It just like the purity and the truth of how simplistic, like everything is, and you can't art. Everything can be broken down to you're doing it for the sensation. But my movie's Bronson. So check out Bronson. It's all over Netflix. It's on, it used to be on Netflix. I think it still is. It's on, Amazon Prime as well. Bronson star, and it's Tom Hardy, and Tom Hardy is coming into, I haven't checked out his new show Taboo, but Tom Hardy is definitely in my echelon, or starting to get my echelon of actors who can do no wrong.
Why is that?
I saw him in Legend, where he played the Cray brothers. They're twin brothers from England who were kind of like crime bosses, and they're completely different. One of them was like, you know, smooth, suave, you know, did well with the ladies, real nice, like, you know, talker and everything, like kind of ran shit. And then his brother was a little touched in the head, was gay, had like a much more sour, like kind of disposition, never was like real super outgoing, more like very odd, very monotone. And he plays both brothers. And with a pair of glasses and a cup and like a facial expression, he becomes two completely different people. While, you know what I'm saying? And like, he does it so well.
Wow.
So check out Legend. And then, of course, you know, Bane. So check out I Am Legend 2 while I'm at it.
You made me think of somebody. You ever seen Doctor Strangelove?
God, not a fucking...
Peter Sellers. He plays like three different characters in that movie. Slim Pickens.
So long, yeah.
Oh, so good.
That where his hand just keeps going up, and he's like, I can't yeah. stop. Like, just, oh, yeah. Doctors, I'm not even going to describe it. Just if you're listening, you haven't seen it, go see Doctor Strangelove, one of the most unique and truly original movies ever.
Kubrick.
Oh. And this is how much talent he has, is that people forget.
And range.
That he fucked like a 14-year-old. So he raped and drugged-raped a fucking 14-year-old.
I did not know that.
Stanley Kubrick?
Yeah.
She, 14 to 16, she was like some young model, and so that's how he met her out in the scene, and he took her back to the house, and she was drugged and half in and out of it, and he had sex with her, and she was a minor, and it happened in Europe somewhere, and a lot of people overlook it because Dr. Strangelove, A Clockwork Orange.
It's disturbing.
Yeah. There's a lot of fucking shit if you really look in hot, like from that era, where it was a lot easier. All those rapes that Bill Cosby committed, a lot of people are like, well, why didn't anybody say anything? A lot of people said something. There was a lot of police reports filed where somebody said something, and then as soon as they said it was Bill Cosby, they're like, you mean that comedian who doesn't swear, who doesn't take the Huxtable guy? Like, he was such a wholesome figure and always has been his whole comedy career that nobody fucking believed these women. And so when you have somebody like Stanley Kubrick, who's this, you know, quote-unquote genius director that everybody is so, like, in awe of, and somebody's like, oh, he did this, like, did he? You weren't voluntary. You didn't really. I mean, it's Stanley Kubrick, so you know. Like, nowadays that shit is frowned upon, rightfully so.
Right, right.
You should never look at somebody and be like, come on now. That was Bill Cosby. Did he really, or did you kind of want it?
I just had a thought, and I fucking lost it.
It happens a lot, man. That's okay, because it's about that time.
Yay.
So
I can sleep.
Shameless plug, social media, upcoming gigs.
Jeff Luis, Facebook, Jeff space LLUIS, Jeff Luis, comedian at large on IG. I'm on Twitter at Luis Jeff. Upcoming shows. Well, I'll be in the showcase. When's he in the showcase? Wednesday?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
The first.
That is Wednesday. I should probably sleep tonight.
Get a little nap in.
That's just a little, you know, it's always fun to do the improv, man, no matter what it is, man. So a lot of people don't appreciate doing time there, period, man. They just don't appreciate it. It's a world-renowned club.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're only popping in, if somebody says, hey, would you like to do the improv? Go do the fucking improv. It's the Tampa Improv. Like, that's what when I have all my submission sets, it's all from the improv. Because people just see improv, and they're like, oh, yeah, okay, this is legit already.
they're good people over there, man.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow night.
Open mic at the Pegasus every Tuesday. If you're a comic, message me ahead of time. This is a pre-list. We got music there, too. All art welcome. April 1st, we got a huge roast battle at the Pegasus.
Nice.
I'm talking, where's my list? I got Kyle Roos. I got Jorge Gonzalez. I got Aneria.
Oof.
I got, where's it at? Shit.
Yeah, he's having a lineup. It was a good lineup. Dude, unfortunately, like I said, I'm going to be gone
Lawrence
already.
Green, bro, nothing but hard pipe hitting, heavy locals. Brutal. And I give it a whole month to write on each other.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, that's
$100 cash prize.
That's going to be fucking beautiful. So definitely check that out, guys. Follow him on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
My face.
As always, James Bailey, haha. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow me. My mom's favorite podcast. Like the page on Facebook. Guys, we're getting close to the end here. Get these last couple one. Get them in. Get them saved. As always, call your mama. She misses you. She worries.